The Tanakhama had said that once you make a Gemar Din, you can't switch to Pshara. It's also with Tzoa, once there's a Gemar Din. And the second sheet in the Gemara was Rabbalaz, 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 so I agree with it, said it's also to do Pshara. It's Usher to do Pshara, and that was the second Shita. We haven't gotten up to their two other Shitas, but we did see that the Pasuk, Botzea Birach Nitzah Hashem, was used in two other ways, not as a marker of Usher to do Pshara. I want to point out from the Yad Ramah that I gave you, through Maskal Tan Rabbanan, let's point that out right away from the very outset, that Yehuda, in our Parsha, really was doing a Pshara. What was the pshara? The pshara was either to kill Yosef or to bring him back. So he made a pshara. And anyone who compliments him, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yosef, says it's wrong. So I want you to get that down. It's interesting that it fits in well if you hold like Rashi, that if you assume Yehuda was a dayan can do pshara. That's what Pinchas and Ben pointed out. We learned yesterday that someone who's a dayan can do pshara. According to Toys, a dayan can't do pshara. So maybe they would say Yehuda wasn't a dayan. Maybe Yehuda wasn't a dayan. Seems like they did a din Torah there. But maybe you'd have to say that Yehuda wasn't a dayan. Because according to Toys, unless you say, we suggested in Seder as well, that maybe Yehuda, Toys would say, well, we're not going like that Shita, Lamaisa. In other words, Yehuda, we weren't passing like that Shita. We were saying, Tosis only said it within that Shita that says it's also du Pshara. Maybe we don't hold like that Shita. So please get that point, what we just said. According to the Yad Ramah and the Tan Rabbanan, you made a what? You made a, Yehuda made a Pshara. It fits well, according to Rashi, that a Dayan can't make Pshara before you go to a Din Torah. According to Tosis, a Dayan can't make Pshara. So how could he do it? So maybe we don't passing like that Tana, it could be. Or maybe you could say Yehuda wasn't ashamed dying. Seems like he was a dying later, Lagabi in our parsha, Lagabi Tamar though. Lagabi judging Tamar. So it seems like, Halacha Lamaisa, it seems like, Halacha Lamaisa, you have this discussion, Lagabi what? Lagabi Tamar. Okay. So that's the first point I wanted to mention regarding what? Regarding what we have in the, regarding Boetz, Biritz, Nietz Hashem. The second Nikud I want to mention is that we pointed out, Rashi, Johnny pointed out, and Pinchas and Ben also pointed out, Taisa Dirmask El Kenegid Yehuda points out, Mitera Pene Alisa, that Rashi Ala Torah says it is referring to not only Tamar was he being blessed for, but he also is being blessed for the Sheet of who? Being blessed for what he did with Yosef in our Parsha. Rashi Ala Torah in that Pasuk at Pirik Mem Tes in Parshas Vayechi says that he was being not just being praised for the, what he did with Tamar for admitting to his mistake, but also what he did was praising him for what he did for Yosef. So please get that down. Rashi Ala Torah is against our Tosfos, but the truth of the matter is, so how do you answer the Kasha? So what I answered everyone in Seder is that Rashi Ala Torah is not like that Shita. It's again not like that Shita that says Asa Du Pshara. Rashi Ala Torah is not going like that Shita. Okay, according to that Shita, Botzei Abir Hashem is Asur. According to what? According to other Shita, it's not talking about Pshara. It's talking about, you know, something else completely. So Lamaisa, if you assume that, it's not talking about Eli Kenegid Yehuda. It's either talking about the topic we're going to talk about today, about Gazel Saw Chita, or it's talking about, what was the other Pshat we said? There's two possibilities, right? What are the two other possibilities? It's talking about, what is he said? Talking about what? It's talking about the sheet of what? What's it talking about? Either Pshara, it's also to do Pshara, or it's what? Or it's talking about Gazel Chitim. The puzzle that says talking about Yehuda is saying within that sheet of Yehuda. It could be talking about other things. It could be talking about also to do Pshara. There are three possibilities in the Gemara to be Mazer, Botzea, Birach, Nietz Hashem. Either that it's a marker for also to do Pshara, either that it's talking about Gazel Chitim, or either it's talking about Yehuda. So Rashi Alatera says, I'm not talking about, that puzzle's not talking, Lamaisa, what Taisa said, that if Terah Pnei Alisa is talking about Maisa of Tamar, what is Rashi Alatera? Rashi Alatera will say, I'm not working within that Tana. I'm working with other Tanoi. So that's what you're going to have to say, Lamaisa. That's the second Akuda here I wanted to mention, Lamaisa, regarding the Pshat. Okay. Now, Halacha Lamaisa, we have this concept, we have this concept of Tochnu Ofe in Tochnu Ofe, but before we do that, I want to mention, we mentioned a halacha, a third nekuda. Let's get the third nekuda. We mentioned a halacha, if someone's dying, God forbid, b'sakana, and he has to eat something to save his life, what's the din? The din is that he's able to eat. And then Mr. Mechaber writes at Simon Reish Dalet that you say a bracha. Mr. Bruce says you're doing a mitzvah. Are there any Rishonim that argue on that shita? Yes, there are. The Beis Yosef quotes Rav Meir Alevi that says you do not say a bracha. And the Ramah, don't confuse the Ramah with the Ramah. The Ramah, Rav Meir Alevi, is a Rishon. The Ramah is first of the Gedolei Achronim, the Ramah. So the Ramah doesn't quote him there. The Ramah agrees with the Mechaber that if you're a Makom Sakana, you do say a bracha. But there is a shita of the Yad Ramah that says you don't say a bracha, but Makom Sakana. So I wanted to mention that as well, because someone asks, is that according to what? Is that according to all the shitas, Allah Lamaisa? Okay, so it's an interesting machlaikis, Lamaisa. But we paskin Ladina, the Ramah doesn't even quote it, Alpitin. Okay, so we have Lamaisa, those are the three Nakudas we mentioned right off the bat. I also want to mention, let's get back into the topic of what we're dealing with here, before we go Vaitan and Gemara, and that is Ohev, that is Gazel Sachitim, V'tachinu V'afad Hifrish Menu Chala. Okay? The first Nakuda I want to mention is, why does the Gemara focus on Chala, not Truma? What about Truma? Why can't it be talking about Truma? Asks the note of Yehuda. Why can't it be talking about Truma? Why does it focus on the mitzvah chala? No, the Behuda, the Maldura Tinyana, or Achaim Simikuf Lama Dalet asks this kasha. And he points out that why don't we talk about a case where you're stealing chitim shel tevel? We know what tevel is. Take a third grown, you're harvested, you pile it all together, you shave off the top, machleis rashin around, you have to make it neat. And then you what? Bring it in your house, Achaim and Trumas and Mice. If you eat tevel, you're Chayim Yisavir Shemayim. The Mishnah says later on, I pay Dalet and base. So why can't you just steal the wheat? Steal the wheat. And you steal the wheat of Tevel, and you're mafresh truma with it. And the bracha will be an afresh trumas and maestras. And that'll be a neutz. That'll be despicable. What's the answer? The answer says the note of Yehuda.
Is there a bracha on truma?
Yeah, there is a bracha on truma, afresh trumas and maestras. So the note of Yehuda says, why did Gemara ignore truma? So please get it down. So the note of Yehuda says, because it's a mitzvah baba avera. It's a mitzvah baba avera, and you wouldn't be yotz in the mitzvah. So it wouldn't be yotz in the mitzvah at all. It wouldn't be chal at all. So the afresh truma wouldn't be chal, be a bracha levatala. So there's no chiddush, it's a davar pashut. But when you grind the wheat, and you make it flour, and you make it into bread, you're koneh the wheat, b'shinui maisa. And since you're koneh the meat with the shinui maisa, the afrashas chala is what? What's the afrashas chala? Lachar gigal isa v'afiyasa. The afrashas chala after the gigal isa v'afiyasa is not done b'shas aveira, right? So it's done much afterwards. So therefore, that's why it's more appropriate to fit the Gemara with the word chala. With the mitzvah of chal, Eli. Because with the mitzvah of chal, you've moved down already, you've done a shinui. So I want you to get that down. That's what the note of Buddha says, we're not talking about truma itself. Because that would be a davar pashut, mitzvah baba aver, you're not yotzei the mitzvah, there would be no bracha at all. That's for sure it's a davar pashut. But the chiddush of our Gemara is, and that brings us to the topic I wanted you to get with the packet. Yeah, everyone has their packet, Lamaisa. Let's take a look at the packet, okay? Let's take a look at the packet. Let's take a look at the packet where the Gemara introduces a machlokes by the Rava Lamaisa with what? With the Shita, and this is what we had in our Gemara. We had in Sukkah Daf Dalet that Abaye, we had in our Gemara that everyone held, well, who was the list? Who was the Baal member of the list? Remember we said when an Amora says all the Tanoim hold a certain thing, what's the din? Usually we don't paskin like that. You remember we had on the top of Dalet Amin Aleph? What was the Gemara said? The Gemara said in Dalet Amin Aleph, who said that? Reb Yitzchak. But Rabbi Yossi said, all the following tanaim hold yeshem lemikra. So the Gemara in the same vein of Baba Kama and Tzadi Gimel Mebeis, Abai says, the following Amoraim hold shinu is not kainim. Says the Gemara there, take a look at the underline, Amar Abaye. Says the Gemara, you got it there, Judah, Amar Abaye. Reb Shimon ben Yudah, Reb Shama, Reb Loz ben Yaakov, Shimon Loz, Reb Shmuel, Kulun Srilu, Shinu bim Koma Omeid. Everyone holds shinu doesn't work. Shinu is not kona. Shinu bim Koma Omeid. It is not kona. Says Rashi, Bimkom Omen in Zaz versus Bailim, Harishonim, Afilu Nishtana. Even if you steal an item and change it, you don't cone it. So Abai says there's a whole list of Tanan that subscribe to this theory of Shinu Yenu Kona. Yes? Turn the page to Sadi Dalet Amar Alfe Baba Kamen. And the Gemara says, well, who's Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov representative of? Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Oimer, it says, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Mahi, the son of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Maharikis, Shagazo Saw Shalchitin. Talk no loss of offer, Vishman of Chalakates of Ark, Ainzel of Arsenal of Nights. So comes along Abaye and says Beferish, let's get it. Abaye says Beferish Halacha L'Maaseh, then it's considered to be what? You're not Konan. So if you're not Konan, it's despicable what you're doing. It's mamish despicable. It's despicable what you're doing, Halacha L'Maaseh. And if it's despicable, it's considered to be a niyutz. Now we'll have to see what does that mean. Does it mean you don't say a bracha, or do you say a bracha? Okay? But no matter what you say, that's the pshat that it's disgusting. And Tyson Bracha said it was talking about Birkas Nenin. Tyson Bracha said it was referring to Birkas Nenin because he didn't have the Kirsa Chawa. We mentioned that yesterday. Rabbi Kivegra on the spot in Brachas says, what about the Gemara about Chawa? The other Kirsa and Shas that say not that way. But nonetheless, Halacha L'Maaseh, what I want to bring out here is the following. According to Abaye, guys, let's get it. How is the true machal? How is the chala chal? How is the afrasha chal? That's what the Chassam Sofer asks. How is it chal? If you say halacha l'maaseh that it's not considered to be yours, doesn't it have to be yours to be mafresh chala? According to Abaye, how is the maaseh gazman by afrasha when the east is not yours? How is it chal?
He said the afrasha is chal.
It's got to be chal poshup shot. That's what
no,
it says.
There's no bracha. How can you say a bracha? There's no chal.
The bracha is considered to be niyutz. We didn't get into whether you could say a bracha or not. But lemaisa, let's assume the bracha is said. According to Abaye, how is it chal? The poshup shot, it is chal. The poshup shot, it is chal. So I'm asking, according to Abaye, how is it chal?
It's not a mitzvah of Avera, according to
Abaye. So I'm saying, let's go one thing at a time. According to Abaye, it's not kona. So if it's not kona, how is it chal? Lemaisa, how is the mitzvah chal? How is the mitzvah chal? Whatever, before getting into the mitzvah baba bear, it's not even a mitzvah. How is the hafrosh chal chal? So the Chassam Sofer writes, I want you to get this. Shinu imaisa is not kona, but shinu hashem with shinu imaisa is kona. A combination. If you have a combination of shinu hashem with shinu imaisa, what is shinu hashem? It was once tevel, now it's called chala. So a shinu hashem plus a shinu imaisa, in that sense, it will be what? It will be chal. Halacha l'maaseh. So Nuchanami, Shinui on its own is not Kona, but the truth of the matter is that the Gazlan is Mafresh the Chala from the Isa, because even though Shinui is not Kona, Lamaisa, the Bracha is considered to be a Niutz, whether that means you can say a Bracha or not, we'll get to that, Lamaisa, which we mentioned yesterday, but the Pshat is that it's Chal, because you have a Shinui Maisa with a Shinui Hashem, when there's a combination.
Wouldn't a Shinui Maisa always create a new Shinui Shem?
No, there's never a Shinui. There's not always a Shinui Shem.
If you have Maisa on something, then it would change it anyways, no?
But not all the time. Not all the time is it considered to be you do a Shinui Maisa. It's not always considered to be a Shinui Shem, push-up shot. It doesn't always have to be a new name. We're talking about a mitzvah. Here it's called Tevel, here it's called Challah. I don't mean how we call it at L'Maisa. Let's say Arba Minim. You steal Adasim, you put it together with a Lulav. You have Arba Minim now. In a halachic world, the name is different. Not how necessarily, it doesn't have to mean vernacular always, okay? Doesn't always mean vernacular. So you can have a Shinu Maisa without a Shinu Shem. But that's how we're going to work it according to Abaye. But this is what Abaye says, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that Shinui is not Kona. And that is why you cannot go ahead and say a bracha. Now, how would it have been Chal? Because you did Shinui Maisa plus Shinui Shem. But still, the bracha is what? The bracha is a niyutz, and it's not considered to be what? It's considered to be despicable. That's according to Abaye. Yeah, go ahead, Pickles. What do you say?
Why can't we just answer the question and say that according to Baye, he's like what Johnny was saying, it's not talking about the mitzvah of chal, meaning
it says chal.
He's talking about the action rather than the mitzvah. He's still
I understand, but it says hifrish menu chala. Mashma, you are accomplishing something.
But he's doing the action of being mafresh chala without actually accomplishing doing the mitzvah.
It could be, but that's not the poshup shot in the Gemara.
But how else would he say being mafresh, meaning like he's obviously doing the action. Abaye's not going to argue with the fact that he's doing the action. So how else would Abaye express the fact that he's doing the action without saying mafresh chal?
You're right. I hear what you're saying. But I'm saying the assumption is that you did accomplish something. We're going to get to it. But
why is that the assumption? Just because we're using the lashon of Russia,
I understand, but the pashtus is that Levites, the Gemara should say, there was nothing to be chal.
Yeah, but why would...
Okay, but I'm saying this, the pashup shot of the Gemara is, Vishmen chal means it was chal. Could have said that you tried to do chal, it wasn't chal. The Hifrishmen men chal, and what you're saying is, the Gemara's lashon was, that the brach, what's the lashon of the Gemara? What's the lashon of our Gemara? The lashon of our Gemara is what? Ein zemavarech. You get the impression from the Gemara, the problem is the bracha.
Because it wasn't chal.
I understand, but it doesn't seem like that in the Gemara. The Pashup Shah in the Gemara is that out the mitzvah was chal, just the bracha is despicable. In fact, some say the bracha said. Remember, there's Rishonim that say like that.
We only
count the one. I understand. It's a Rishonim where they say a bracha, but regarding whether it's chal or not, the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is that it was chal. Ein zelim and v'manayitz is on the bracha. So that's the Teretz who wants to say the Shinui Hashem is with the Shinui Maisa. What I want you to bring out is that according to Abaye, Abaye holds Shinui what? Abaye holds Shinui Enokona. And that's the example given. Oh, what does Gemara say later on? Take a look. What does it say? Amar Rava. What does Rava say? Amar Rava. Skipping a little bit. Rava says you have no Raya. V'adkan lo kamar ebeloz min yakal hasun elinin bracha. Mishum davle mitzvah ba ba'avera. Bless you. What does that mean? What does ebeloz min yakal? What does Rava say? There's no Raya. Rava holds, let's write it down. What does Rava hold? He holds Shinui is what? He holds Shinui is what? Shinui is Kona. No doubt. He holds Shinui is Kona. Machloikis Abaye v'Rava. Okay? We got to know this Machloikis. So Machloikis Abaye v'Rava. He says Shinui ain't no Kona. Shinui ain't no Kona. Okay? And Rava says Shinui is Kona. So if Shinui is Kona, then what's going on? What's the problem? You've already acquired the object, you stole the wheat, you ground the wheat, you baked bread, it's a new thing. So if it's a new thing, it should be good. So what does Rava say? So I wanted you to see the Chidushi Aran. What does the Chidushi Aran say right here? Dira Maska Hare. Let's read the Lashon inside. He echoes Rava. Imamish says out Rava. Chidushi Aran says right here, he says, Harisha Gozal Social Hidi, Avakasha Far Kana Bishinui, Nikomakova, and Mitzvah Baba Veira. It's a Mitzvah Baba Veira. So, according to what? According to Rav, Shinui is Kona Achain, it's a Mitzvah HaBaba Veira. And you make a good point. No doubt you make a good point there, Pinchas. But I'm saying the simple reading of Mar is you are Yotze Chala. The problem is Abs the Bracha. So, according to Abaye, Shinui is what? Shinui is not Kona. So, we say, in what sense? How are you what? How are you yotzei the mitzvah? In what sense? How are you yotzei the mitzvah? I forgot to turn it off. I had a fellow in shul in Eretz Yisrael call me right a minute right before shir. His mom is very ill, is intubated, so I have to call him back after shir. But he has a shiloh of life and death shilohs. Halacha l'maaseh. He was calling me yesterday. What to do? She had to intubate her. So with the shilohs, what do you do? If she, you know, she comes out, if her heart stops, do you have to make an effort to what? To revive her or not? Mom is the shilohs. Life and death childless. You have to know end of life childless. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay. That was someone else calling. I forgot to turn off the phone. But let's go back. It's all part of Tayyus Hashem. Okay? So if you hold like a Abaye, Shinu is not Kona. How are you going to the mitzvah? Shinu Hashem, Shinu Maaseh. Remember we said that? If you do a combination, you're Kona. Fine. Rava says Shinu Kona. Shinu Kona. So what's the problem? Mitzvah Baba Veira. What are you talking about? But it was done already, the Aveira. The mitzvah is done five hours later. This is the shita that I wanted you to see of the what? Of the Rav Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ri. Fundamental Machlokes in the Baalei HaTaisus. Between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri as to the scope of mitzvah bo b'aveira. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion. And that's the Taisus. We're going to see the line. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that mitzvah bo b'aveira can be a mitzvah acharei aveira. Even if the mitzvah is after the aveira, it still lingers. It's like the chetz is diseased. And therefore, since it's diseased, even if you do the mitzvah later on, it's a problem. That's what Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And the Ri says, no way. The Ri argues, and the Ri says it's not true. The Ri says that mitzvah baba veira is only when the gazan acquires the gzela because of the mitzvah ubeshas asiyasa, meaning that what halacha lemaisa basically mitzvah baba veira is when the mitzvah is enables him. The mitzvah lemaisa, the aveira enables him to do the mitzvah. Right?
What's an example?
Mitzvah baba veira, because according to the Ri, it's only rak. Bishas ha mitzvah va'aveira, but also what? But also zman. That's the sheet of what? Of the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam says no, mitzvah va'aveira lingers on.
What's an example of that?
Lulav HaGozel is considered to be a problem, Lamaisa. Lulav HaGozel is a problem of mitzvah b'aveirut. So let's get this machlokes a bit of time in the read. The Rabbi Tam says mitzvah b'aveirut even if the mitzvah is after the aveirut, like in our case. Halacha l'maisa. That's exactly what the Chiddush Aran says. Because you do the aveirut, then the mitzvah comes after. It's still considered to be diseased. The Ri says no. The Ri says b'shas ha-mitzvah v'aveirut b'oso zman. You don't say mitzvah b'aveirut. Achein, however, says the Ri, legabe bracha, it's considered to be nechshav mitzvah haba b'aveirut. Regarding what? Regarding a bracha, it's disgusting. And therefore, it's still called mitzvah baba vera, according to the Ri. According to the Ri. So in other words, according to the sheet of the Ri, mitzvah baba vera is only when the goslin acquires the gzela because of the mice and mitzvah, ubashas asiyasa. And therefore, when you steal a chayfetz from your friend, and you're makdashit, he acquires the object, bishinui machmas, that was hektish, was chal. If you steal peris from your friend, and your mafresh trumas and meiser, you acquire the pairs b'shinu Hashem because of the afresh trumas and meiser. Meaning, according to the Ri, mitzvah b'aveirut is when the goslin acquires the gzela because of the mitzvah, the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah of meiser enabled me to do it. That's not in this case. Here I stole the wheat. What did I do? I ground it, I baked bread. Then I do the mitzvah much later. The aveira wasn't at the same time as the mitzvah, didn't enable me the same time as the aveira. They have to be the old simultaneity. You don't have simultaneity. So why is it called the mitzvah baba aveira? Because when it comes to the bracha, it's disgusting. And therefore we still call the mitzvah aveira only vis-a-vis the bracha. That's how the Ri learns pshat in our Gemara. Whereas according to a bit of time, mitzvah baba aveira, even if the mitzvah is after the aveira. Take a look inside. The next page, we'll get to you in a sec, Pinchas. Take a look at this machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam in the Ri. Dear and Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, it says V'Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosis Baba Kama and Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, it says B'Ferish, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the B'chol Makom, Yeush Kona Rak Linin Korbin Meshuavin Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Yeush is Kona Likavin Mitzvah Baba Aveira. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Halach Lamaisa. And then he's skipping down where I say is the Ri. El Mishu Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Chikanya B'Takana D'Rabban L'Chashim Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Kol Shkini Kana Kini Gomer. V'hadam Rabbeisha Gozol Kama, Harsha Gozal Sahit in Tachana Vafa Vahi Khala Kate Sabrach in Sabrach of the Nights, Dokla Hosan Matsi Sover Bama Shinui Koine. She of Hakam Shu Mitzvah Baba Ver, Baba Gav the Kodam Lachain, Linin Brachel Lahaskir Shim Shamayim Kori Lachmer Yoysir. Then he says a different terrace which we'll get to. So what does Taisa say? Taisa says in the first terrace, Lomaz according to the Ri, Bishas Mitzvah Baver Bosas Man, it's considered to be a what? It's considered to be mitzvah baba vera. But afterwards, not. It's not called mitzvah baba vera. So what's going on in our Gemara? That's exactly what the Pusik is telling me. Boetz birev. Nietz Hashem. The Pusik is telling me that it is considered to be a problem mitzvah baba vera vis-a-vis the bracha. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that mitzvah baba vera lingers on afterwards, then what do you need a Pusik for? That's what the Rav Zatzal's kasha was. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Chiddush Aran say that's our Gemara. Our Gemara is exactly Shinui Kona, and we need a bracha, we need a pasuk to tell me that despite that, you still can't say what? You still can't say a bracha. What do you need a bracha for? What do you need a pasuk for? Lama, Sarich, pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk? There's no need to have a pasuk. Why is there a need to have a pasuk? Boy, it's a birat ni, it's Hashem. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, mitzvah baba aveira exists anyway. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me that? According to the Ri, mitzvah baba aveira ends right away. You can only have mitzvah baba aveira when you do the aveira and the mitzvah at the same time. You want to know an example, Ellie? I'll tell you an example. You're walking with a lulav. I shake the lulav. I grab the lulav at the same time I shake it. That's mitzvah baba aveira. That's considered the mitzvah baba aveira, according to the sheet of the Ri. So why does it linger on afterwards? Because the Pusik tells me that legabe brach, it's a problem. That's the Lashon of Gemara.
Is that Nechshav?
Nechshav, it's considered to be what legabe the brach, it's considered to be mitzvah only regarding the brach. And what tells me that? The Pusik of Boteh Abirach Nitz Hashem. But according to what the sheet of who? Rabbeinu Tam, Why do you need a pasuk at all? It's the same. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That's the Chush Yoram, the way he learns up the Shita. There's no problem with that. Okay? In the case of Mitzvah of Avera is when you grab it and you shake it at the same time. The Avera and the Mitzvah were done at the same time. But afterwards, in our case, they weren't done at the same time. I finished my kinnin. That's the Lashon of the Ri. The Mitzvah of Avera is only when the Gazan acquires the Gzeilah, Machmas Maisa Mitzvah. The Gzeilah and the Maisa Mitzvah are Hainu Hach. That's according to the Ri. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not that way. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not that way. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it can linger afterwards. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, what do you need a pasuk for? According to the Ri, that's the Chiddush of this din. Because it ends. Now you'll ask me, Lulav HaGazel? Isn't the classical case Lulav HaGazel is that you stole it and what? You stole it and what do? You stole it and you shake it later, right? So he'll have to say no. He's talking about a case where you stole it and you shake it at the same time. Maybe that's what you'll have to say he's talking about. Or maybe he holds like the other shita that says, halacha lamaisa, it's a problem because of what mitzvah b'avera is only a problem on the first day because it's not lachem. But this is the fundamental machlokas, the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam, lamaisa, about mitzvah b'avera. But the kasha we have to ask is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why do you need our pasuk? That's the kasha that the Rav asked. Okay. So the Rav Zatzal, I gave it to you here, says the following terrors. I want you to get it. He says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the reason why you need it, beferish, Pinchas, you had a kasha for it? You got it?
No, I still have some kasha.
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, the end of the read with the bracha.
Yes.
I'm not 100% understanding that.
That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Baba Kama. Le'in in the bracha, it's called the mitzvah Baba Avera.
At any time, meaning like...
Yeah, we're going to be maz, the Rav's going to be maz of why it's so. So, but regarding the bracha, we still apply the concept of mitzvah b'avera.
So if you steal something and then later on you say the bracha, even according to...
That's called the mitzvah b'avera, according to the Ri. Only vis-a-vis the bracha. But that was really the lashon of the Gemara. It said lean in bracha, no? Okay. In Baba Kama.
Fine.
Yes?
So, and then just another question.
Yes.
The Ri. So if a guy would steal a lulav.
Yes.
And then leave it for a year for the sukkahs.
Yes.
And then shake it then. According to the Ri, that's not a mitzvah b'avera?
Yes, it is for the bracha.
Not besides the bracha.
No.
The shaking
is yotze, no problem. We're going to get to the mechaber. Mechaber says not to buy it, so you can't say a bracha on it.
Why would that be, though? I don't understand why.
Because mitzvah baba veira is only when the mitzvah is the aveira and the mitzvah happen at the same moment. That's exactly his lashon.
Yeah, but
that's exactly his lashon. What's his lashon? Mitzvah baba eleinu kisha gazlan kones akzela machmas maisa hamitzvah ubishas asiyasa. At the time of the asiyasa of the mitzvah, you are stealing it. That's his shita.
But shouldn't the object always have a status of being stolen? And therefore, whenever you do the
no, mitzvah, no, that's what we get to with the rav. We're going to see
together.
No, that's what we're going to say. No, it's not. It doesn't. It's not considered to be diseased. That's we're going to get to it. That's the hezbrah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the chefs is diseased. According to the Ri, it's not. It's only at that, it has to be at that same time.
So right after you steal it, it stops being stolen.
It's not considered to be a chefsa, it's not considered to be a mitzvah that it's going to be a chefsa, a gozel. It has to be at that same time. I'm not doing the mitzvah at that time. It doesn't disease the mitzvah. Okay?
Can you explain it more? It's okay by saying, doesn't it say that right when you pick up the lulav, yotze?
You call it, yeah.
Right when you pick it up, yotze the mitzvah.
So when I grab it away from the guy.
Then it's probably on Rabbein the town, so.
No, you could always say that. You could always say it in Afkavana. You could say you took it, you inverted it. Okay, you can get out of that then. Okay, it's a good point, but you can get out of that. Yes, Johnny.
If the Gemara asks on Abaye, why doesn't he hold our Gemara and Sanhedrin is mitzvah b'alaveira, or you just say Abaye holds like the Reis shot of mitzvah b'alaveira?
What's sure if you hold like Abaye? What's wrong? Why is it difficult?
So, I'm saying we don't.
Abaye holds Shinuein Okona.
Right.
So it's clear our Gemara works very beautifully. Abaye Shinuin and Kona, that's all Lozman Yaakov.
Only Rava says mitzvah Avera, so you might ask, oh, Abaye doesn't hold the mitzvah Avera?
Of course he does, but you don't need to come on to it,
So yeah, either you don't have to come on to it, or he just holds like the Ri, where in this case it's not mitzvah Avera.
Yeah, that could be also, but Lamaise, you don't even have to come on to it, because Lamaise is not yours. Shinuin and Kona, you're definitely not Yotze.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to come on to mitzvah Avera.
It's not yours.
Yeah, it can be Yotze.
Well, it's not yours because you did an Avera and then you
no, you have to own it. First day you have to own it, so it's not yours. Shinuin and Kona. So it's not yours. You have to have Bible said, lachem, kachem lachem. So you don't have Bible said.
That for a lulav, but maybe something else you says has...
Chal also you have to own it.
Yeah, it's a
yeah you have to steal it. Yeah, you have to own it. Shinu in a konus, you have to command the mitzvah of Abba. Okay, so that was the kasha that the Rav asked on Rabbeinu Tam. What exactly is the need to have a pasuk? Okay, so he said as follows. The Rav wanted to give an answer, a beautiful answer. Let's get it. He wanted to say that when you're mafresh chala, there are two elements. What are the two elements when you're mafresh chala? The two elements in your mafresh chala are as follows. Number one, there's a mater. Number two, there is a mitzvah. Now, when you're mafresh chala, and you do it in a situation like an argamar where you steal, you're not yotze the mitzvah. You follow me, Uri? You stole it, not yotze the mitzvah. But you still should accomplish a what? You still should accomplish the mater. Right? You're not yotze, lo yotze, because you stole it. It's a mitzvah bo baveri. But the Rav wanted to say, maybe you should have still accomplished it based on a mater. Where do you have a mater? Like by the Tilus Adayim, like by Shechita. There are many things where there's just a status change. We learned last year a person that converts, Tvila, Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen is, you know, where your residence is on Shabbos. So I would have a Havamina, the Rav said, that maybe the bracha should be on the what? Maybe the bracha should be on the Chalos Mater. Even though you're not Yotze the Mitzvah, Yosef. But maybe out the Mater, the bracha should go on the Mater. Kamash Malan, the Pusik says no. Botzea birech mietz Hashem. That you don't say a bracha either. What does challah allows you? Challah allows you to eat the food, okay. the other bread. The challah that you do, that you mafresh, you give to Kohanim, or you burn it, is manaseh. Yeah. So there's a built-in a matter as well as a mitzvah. So I would have a havamina that the challah out's the mitzvah, not yotz, because the mitzvah of babavera. But out's the matter, maybe it should be chal. And therefore you should say a bracha. Like we find by certain mitzvahs, like shechita, like tefillah, like erev tchumen, it is possible to suggest that what? That there is a what? That there is a status change. And on that there's the bracha. Kamash Mlan, Botzea Birech Nietz Hashem tells me that you are not Yotze at all. According to Rabbeinu Tam Lomaitse, there's no bracha. And the Tshuvas Arashma, please get it down, has a suffix, Chelek Aleph, Simon Tuf Samaches, says, what does Nietz mean? Does Nietz mean you say the bracha but it's despicable? Or does it mean you don't say the bracha at all? He's not sure. He says, some say you don't say a bracha, and some say you say the bracha, but it's despicable. We know from the Rambam yesterday, the Rambam says you don't say a bracha. For Birkas Nenin and Birkas HaMitzvah, he compares the two. And we know yesterday from what? From the sheet of what? The sheet of the Ravid, that the Ravid says Birkas Mitzvah, you can't say Vitzivanu, because it's despicable. But you could say Birkas Nenin. So you see, Beferish Lemaisa, that's what the Rav wanted to say. I would have had a big Havamina that it should be Chal on the Matter. That it should be Chal on the Matter, Kamash Malan, that it's not. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam says, I need the Pusuk of Bo'otzei Apirech Nietz Hashem. To tell me that even though Shinu is Kona, and I hold that there's no mitzvah of Aveira according to Rabbeinu Tam after you've done the Aveira, doesn't linger, so what do you need a Pusuk for? The pasuk tells me I would think you could say the bracha on the matter, kamash mula, not. Now, why is it, now, this is what Pinchas was asking, let's get it. So what's the svara, what's the lumdus why it lingers regarding the bracha? So the Rav said, in the next page, very beautifully, he says as follows. He says, look, I mean, the bracha were machmer, you know why? Because the bracha, if the aveira brought to me the bracha, if the bracha became possible because of an aveira, that's disgusting. And therefore, I cannot say a what? It's not talui in the chefsa, like Pinchas said. Mitzvah baba aveira is talui in the chefsa, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's talui in the chefsa. And therefore, since you stole the item earlier, and you're doing the mitzvah later on the timeline, it's not in the chefsa. The chefs is not disease vis-a-vis the mitzvah. So therefore I don't say mitzvah baba avera. So why all of a sudden do I do the bracha? Because if the bracha comes from an avera that allows me to say the bracha, that's disgusting. And I'm allowed to say the phrase mitzvah baba avera vis-a-vis the bracha. That's how the Rav wanted to be mazda the pshat in the Rebbeinu Tam. See, the bracha doesn't have to be associated with the chefs. As long as this avera allowed me to do a bracha, that's the pshat in the Gemara. And I will say the principle mitzvah of Aveira vis-a-vis the bracha as well, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Why? Because I would have thought it would be a chal on the matter. Kamash molan not. Because if you remember, we said there are two types of what brikas and mitzvahs according to the Rav. What are the two types of brikas and mitzvahs? What are the two types? A bracha on the maisa and the bracha on a status change. You remember that? Remember Tosha said in the end of brachas, you say two brachas on tefillin? If you only have tefillin shorosh, what are the two brachas? La'aniach and al-mitzvah tefillin. Why do you say two brachas if you only have one? The Vilna Gaon asks, you never find two brachas on one mitzvah. Tosha's Rid asks, what's the answer? Why do you say a bracha of al-amila machniso? Because one is on the maisa mitzvah, la'aniach, and what's al-mitzvah? On the status that you're muchter b'tefillin, you're crowned with tefillin. The brach of Alamin is on the Maitza, Lachniso, the Risha Sharmid is on the status, now you're part of Klal Yisrael. So that's exactly why I would add a Havamina here. That the bracha should be Chal at least on the what? The bracha should at least be Chal on the Matar Shabbat. Kamashmalan, that it's not. That's the Chiddush, Lo Maitza. But that's what I want to bring out, because the bracha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's got to be, and that's what he's Masbir here, Halach Lo Maitza. When is it Nifka? That din of what? According to a minute time, after you kone it, halacha lemaisa, after you kone it, lo paka mitzvah chalosh shem gozel. Still considered to be a mitzvah baba veira. This is the sheet of lemaisa. It's still considered to be a sheet, and that's what a minute time says. He says, mitzvah baba veira, fila mitzvah achare aveira. It's never pocket. It's never pocket lemaisa. According to a minute time, the aveira lingers on the chefsa. So if that's the case, why you need a pasuk? You need a pasuk because I would have thought the bracha would have been chal on the matir. So what does it mean in the Gemara? What does it mean in the Gemara, halacha lemaisa, do you need a bracha? Because the truth of the matter is that even mitzvah baba veira lingers afterwards. You know why? Because regarding the bracha, it fits beautifully. Because the bracha is special and unique. It's not tied to a chefsa. So even though the chefsa is not an aveira, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, Allah Almighty, mitzvah b'beira feel if the mitzvah is acharei the aveira, it still lingers. That's the pshat that the Rav says. It's still called the shame gozel. So that's the pshat, l'maisa. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is the bracha would have been chal on the matir. Kamash v'anat. How does the relearn it, Pinchas? The relearns it. Mitzvah b'beira is only when what? When the mitzvah and the aveira are together. So the what's going on in our sugya? Bracha is different. Why is bracha different? That's the last piece that we said from the Rav. Bracha is different because bracha is not tied to any chafatzim. If the Aveira allows you to do a bracha, that's despicable. That's disgusting. And on that I can say mitzvah b'aveira. But I thought you said read. That's only when they're together. You're right. That's regarding the mitzvah. But regarding the bracha can, if the bracha allows me to do what? The Aveira, forget about it. If the Aveira allows me to do the bracha, forget about it. And it gave me that possibility. So that's how the Rav wanted to say the pshat. Okay, we got the chiddush of the Rav. It's a beautiful pshat. Now, in the notes on the bottom, I just want to point out, I think I underlined it, the Magen Avraham in Simen Ches points out, whenever we say a Birkas HaMitzvah, he wrote on the board, whenever you say a Birkas HaMitzvah, what's the din? You must stand, yes? In Simen Ches and Sifkot and Beis, we have a Mishnah that says a woman had no clothes on and she was mafresh chal, she's sitting in the ground, she covers herself. So you see from there that Birkas HaMitzvah can be done sitting. He says, not a kasha. Why? Chal is different. Because not only is it a matzah mitzvah, it's also a what? What is it?
Matir.
It's a matir. And on that, it, what you could sit. It's not like other unique, it's not other Birkas HaMitzvah. Here it's unique. So that's the chiddush that really fits in very well. Okay? So that's the mahalach we have, Lamaisa, of the Rav Zatzal. I want you to get this. It's a complicated machlokus of Beinu Tam Ri. And you guys are asking a good kasha about lulav hagozel, okay? It is complicated if you say it like the re, that it's only at the same time. So let's talk about lulav hagozel. What's right? I stole it, and then 3 days later I shake it on sukkahs. So okay, but I want you to know that. Now there's one other sheet I want you to know about mitzvah baba veira. We mentioned it, I think, in the beginning of the year when we talked about Rosh Hashanah and shofar. Do you remember it? The Ritva quotes a Bali HaTaisis that says mitzvah baba veira is only by what? Mitzvah haba ba'aveira is only by what? Mitzvahs that generate what? Rak mitzvahs sheyesh lahem ritsui. You heard of that? Remember we said that? Ritsui. The Ritva quotes Baal Deh HaTaisa. We don't have in Shas. in Sukkah Daf Lamed that the whole concept of Mitzvah of Aveira only talks about mitzvahs that have Ritzui to them. Shitas HaTosos, that's quoted, the Ritva, is Mitzatet, quotes Tosos that we don't have in Shas.
What's Ritzui?
Appeasement, a special relationship to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Like Shofar, like Korbanos, like Luluf. Luluf is Meratz Al Mayim.
Isn't every Mitzvah?
No. No, Matzah doesn't have that. The Ritva doesn't like this Tosos. He quotes Yerushalmi. The Gemara applies Mitzvah of Avera by what? By other mitzvahs.
Who
okay?
quotes the Tosos that we don't have?
We don't have it on the Daf. But the Ritva quotes Baal HaTosos. We mentioned this at the beginning of the year. That Mitzvah of Avera is only on Mitzvah Sheish Lam Ritzui. Okay? Only mitzvahs that have Ritzui. So it's just interesting that if you point out this concept in the Gemara, the Gemara says Mitzvah Bob Aveira, and it was talking about what? What was it talking about? Chala. Chala's not Ritzui. So I would have asked, he asked Kashas from Yerushalmi's. I would ask him this Gemara Baba Kama. From Rava. From our Gemara. I mean, our Gemara doesn't say Mitzvah Bob Aveira, but it's the same sugya.
You just could answer for the Rion Lulav. Everyone's asking Lulav. Gemara's and Lulav said you can't make a bracha. What about the Ri? The Ri would hold it. No, it's a Ri to it.
No, they were asking, according to the Ri, why do you call Mitzvah Bob Aveira? I'm shaking it 5 days later.
Right. So
it's not at the same time. No, the whole principle is only said by Mitzvah Ri Tzui.
Oh, okay.
The whole principle is only said by Mitzvah Ri Tzui. We said Shofar, Korbanos, what else? Lulav, Gemara and Tainus, Lulav, Rat Salamai. So this is a Chiddush.
How do you define okay? Mitzvah?
Appeasement, special relationship between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certain mitzvahs.
Like,
we know, Korbanos is Meratzah, it gives us atonement. Shofar is Meratzah, Hashem thinks about us, judges us, like, you know, Fnim Dummy. Puts us in the Kodesh Kodashim when the shofar is blown. Lulu is Meratzah Almayim. Then he says, Kiyotzibo. What Kiyotzibo means, we don't know. Okay? But I'm just pointing out, I was thinking, this Gemara we were learning in Baba Kama is Mahrish against that. The Ritva asks Adam from the mitzvah from Yerushalmi's that say mitzvah baberan matzah, mitzvah baberan matzah, mitzvah baberan sukkah. Those are mitzvahs that don't have ritzui, even though sukkah is chal shem shamayim alein. We mentioned sukkah daftes, but here it's chala. Okay, interesting. So that's the chiddush that I want to bring out here of Rabbeinu Tam halacha lemaisa. Okay, now what'd you say?
What about the Mesilas Yesharim that says like all mitzvahs are for dveikos and?
Yeah, there are for Vegas, but there's a special din called Ritzui that gives you a kapara. Special halacha, special unique category. One sec, Pinchas. I want to just point out, there are other Gedolei Achronim that have a different svar in Rabbeinu Tam against the Rav. Mamish against the Rav Zatzal. And I want you to get it. I think it's very convincing. I don't know why the Rav didn't like it, but they want to say, Gedolei Achronim, okay, want to say that Rabbeinu Tam was only talking about a case where the Gzela was acquired through Yeush. Meaning Yeush, you know Yeush was the original owner? Then the Rabbeinu Tam says the Aveira, the disease in the Chayfetz continues. Because the Gzela was directly led you to what? To do the mitzvah, the Yeush Pavel. But if you do a change to the item, it disconnects you from the Aveira. So even Rabbeinu Tam would agree to the Re. It's no longer a mitzvah of Aveira. It's no longer called the Mitzvah Bob Aveira. So if you say it like that, then you answer the Rav's Kasha right away. Remember, what did the Rav ask? The Rav asked, what do you need a Pasuk for according to Rabbeinu Tam? Doesn't it continue Mitzvah Bob Aveira? It doesn't continue, Rav. According to many Gedolei Achronim, Rabbeinu Tam only said it when you acquired it through Yeush Bailin. With Yeush and what else? Shinui what? Let's say Shinui Rishus. Or let's say you hold Yeush alone as Kona. You know, so Machlok is Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Yeush alone is Kohen or not? Machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef of Baba Kama. Only through Yeush alone, or Yeush and Shinu Rishus, where the Aveira kind of like led you to the mitzvah. Then he'll say mitzvah of Baba Aveira will continue. But if you do a Shinui to the Maisa, even Rabbeinu Tam says that it should what? It's a new Hefza. Panim Chanosh is Baal Akam. A new face has come here. If a new face has come here, you shouldn't say mitzvah of Baba Aveira. Rabbeinu Tam would agree to the Ri. So I was thinking to myself, that's why you need the Pasuk. You can answer the Rav's Kasha right away. I wish you was here, we could ask him. Okay? Wish he was alive, you could ask him. Okay, the Tchis Amazin. But you hear what I'm saying? According to these Gedolei Achronim, you can limit Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was only saying, Rak, Yeush Balin. Did he say that it lingers? Because the Yeush, you know, the Yeush and your stealing aided you in the mitzvah. So I can understand why mitzvah will matter. But if you do a whole new chafsa change, doesn't linger on. And that's what's happening here. You steal the wheat, you grind it, you bake it, right? So Rabbi Natan would agree with the reason, no mitzvah bab aver. So why is it a problem? You need the pasuk to tell me that's why it's a problem. How's the bracha?
What if there's the yeush and the chamsi change?
Yeush only works, either works on its own, or works with shinu reshushes, which is by the third guy. People make that mistake all the time. I mentioned yesterday. I steal some from Yosef, God forbid, someone else steals some from Yosef, and then what? And then he gives it to Johnny. When by Johnny, it's chal if there's yeush from Yosef. It's never chal by the guy who stole it. Shinu reshushes is by the third guy. Okay? Yeush and shinu reshushes is kum. Yeush alone is a machlekes rabbi of Yosef. Yeush alone is a machlokas rabbi Yosef, whether it's konef.
Yeah.
If you steal something from Yosef and it's miyash, are you konef?
Okay.
Straight up, machlokas rabbi of Yosef. But if you yeush and then Johnny takes it from you, you sell it to him, then shinu reshus clicks in. Then he's konef if there was yeush.
Okay.
But then there's a whole new track called shinu maisa and shinu shein, which happens without even yeush, according to most. So what I'm saying is that Rabbi Natan only said his theory when it was like where the items remained the same thing. Then the mitzvah of Baba Vera continues. Even after the what? Even after you stole it.
What?
Still can call mitzvah Baba Vera. But when you talk about what? When you talk about a shinu imaisa, chayin, kashir shinu imaisa, that's completely different. Kashir shinu imaisa, that's completely different.
Why are we forced to say this for Rabbi Natan? What was the problem with
Rabbi Natan? The Rav asked, why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need Botzeiah Berech Nitz Hashem? What's Rabbi Natan's theory, Pinchas?
That
mitzvah of Avera can be said even after the Gzeila.
So why
do you need a pasuk?
Why not?
Because that's his sheet. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that. That's the way the mechanics of mitzvah of Avera works.
Why can't he bring a pasuk to further support his opinion?
No, because he has many sukkahs and shas. That's the way mitzvah Baba Vera works. It lingers on in the chefsa, like we said. That's the machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam and the Reed. You don't need a pasuk. Okay? You don't need a pasuk. So we're answering two answers. Either like the Rav, or what? Our own answer from the Gedolei Achronim, that he only said it lingers on if it was used through Bialin. But when you do a shinui maisa, it's a new thing. So how can you tell me that it lingers on? I don't know why the Rav didn't say that. When I was preparing yesterday, I don't know why the Rav didn't say this. It's a new item. Why would you say it lingers on? Yes, Ben. Go ahead.
The Gedolei Achronim are saying that since you did a shinui maisa, there's no mitzvah bav avera on the object?
Yes, because it's a new object.
That's against the Gemara that said the problem is because of the mitzvah bav avera.
What's the answer? What's the answer to his kasha? He told me what I said is against the Gemara. It's not against the Gemara because it's only said vis-a-vis what? The bracha. Read the Gemara. El Inyan? What does it say in that second part? Read the Gemara. Underline with Rava. Linyan Bracha to Mitzvah Baba Vera. Because we said it, Bracha is an esoteric thing, that's a very spiritual thing, and even though the item is not diseased, if the Avera allows you to say this Bracha, forget about it. Only vis-a-vis the Bracha. That's what I'm saying. But regarding everything else, it doesn't linger. That's why you would need the pasuk to tell me that. Even if Rabbi Natan, you need the pasuk. See, the Rav said this fancy shtickle Torah that maybe I would think the bracha you need because it's a matir. Beautiful chiddush. I'm saying you don't even need to say that. I'm saying it's a new chefsa. So if it's a new chefsa, Rabbi Natan never said it when there's a new chefsa. You follow me, Ben? Le'inyan bracha. I'm glad he asked me that. That's good for the point. Le'inyan bracha. Okay. Excellent. Now let's go on now, guys, okay? Now, the truth of the matter is that we have a mahalach now with the mechaber. Before we get to that, though, I was thinking the following. Listen to this. Where's this pasuk, Botzei Perek Nitz Hashem? Where is this? Tehillim, Perek Yud. What's it talking about? A bracha. Yes? Now, Divrei Kabbalah, we always say mitzvahs and nach. Do they have the status of D'Oraisa or not?
Yes.
Machloek is Rebar Tzaloni, the Baal Amor. Machloek is Rishonim. We always say that. Divrei Kabbalah can Divrei Torah Dami or not. Machloek is Rebar Tzaloni, Baal Amor. Nafkamin and Sofet. All brachas, for all intents and purposes, 98% of brachas in the halachic world are the Rabbanim, except for Birkas HaTorah and Birkas HaMazon, Yekidei Sviya. right? David HaMelech, Pashup Shad is talking about a bracha. Botzea birech nietz Hashem. So Pashup Shad, divrei kabbalah lavka divrei Torah dami. Not a problem, it's the Rabbanan. Right? But I also saw, interestingly, that the Zalman Margolios wanted to tain it. That the Gemara says in Menachos that David HaMelech was mesakin 100 brachas every day. So obviously these brachas existed during the times of David HaMelech. So if you hold divrei kabbalah lavka divrei Torah dami, it's not a problem. David HaMelech when he wrote Botzea birech nietz Hashem was referring to a bracha on either a fresh eschala or on what hamotzei lechem min haaretz. That's not a problem. But the Gemara says David HaMelech enacted to say 100 brachas every day. So obviously brachas existed during his time, and it fits in well if you hold divrei kabbalah lavka divrei Torah dami, which is normally usually where we pass him. That mitzvahs mentioned in Nach are only a status that they're considered to be midrabanan. So that's an interesting chiddush I want you to get. Okay, now this leads us to the Mechaber. Okay, let's get this. The Mechaber Paskins, I had you see in Simin Tuf Resh Mem Tes Sif Aleph. The Mechaber Paskins, if you steal a lulav and you're kona b'shinui, what's the din? What's the din? Eli. Uri, if you steal a lulav, what's the din? And you're kona b'shinui? Can you say a bracha? No. Mechaber says you can't say a bracha. You're yaitz in the mitzvah because you're kona with what? With a shinui. You're a kona with a shinui. You did a shinui to the object. So your yoytze became yours. But you cannot say a bracha. That's what the Mechaber Paskins Ladin. Okay? The Mechaber Paskins Ladin. Simin Tov Resh Mem Tes I gave you. Sif what? Sif Aleph. You steal a lulav, you kona b'shinui, you fulfill the mitzvah, you can't say a bracha. So the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Beis says you can't say a bracha? So why do you shake such a lulav? Why would the Mechaber recommend such a thing? Why does the Mechaber recommend such a thing? You can be nota lulav l'chachila that you did a shinui with, you stole, and you can't say a bracha. Why would you take something l'chachila you can't say a bracha? That's what the Magen Avraham asks on the Mechaber in Sif Katan Beis. So what in the Gemara says in Sukkah, it's muta l'chachila to take a what? A stolen hadas. Why? Because you've changed its name. You put the hadas together with the lulav. There's a shinui shame. If there's a shinui shame, it's good. So you see the Pharaoh storm. I said, what in the world's going on? He could shake something that Yilchachili can't say a bracha? So he says an amazing pshat, says the Magen Avraham. Let's get it. He says, the Pharaoh, smasher from the Gemara, you can take a Yilchachila. So he says like this. There's a difference in Shinu Hashem and Shinu Maisa. Shinu Maisa does not allow you to say a bracha. Shinu Hashem allows you to say a bracha. And when you do the Hadas, you put it together with the Arba Minim, it's a new shame. Not just called myrtles anymore. It's called something you can yitz and mitzvah with. And therefore, Shinui Hashem allows you, halacha l'maisa, to what to say a bracha. But stamazoi, if you do a Shinui Maisa, it's not enough to allow you to say a bracha. Okay? It's not enough to allow you to say a bracha. That's the chiddush. And the ber halacha in Simin Tuf Nun Dalet, Sif Dalet, which I gave you through Maskul, Ayin Lamed, which was what? Ayin Lekaman. Paskins like the Shulchan Aruch, you never say a bracha on a mitzvah that was done by Gzela, that you're kona b'shinui. Even if the guy was misyayish, you never say a bracha on it. Halacha l'maisa. And that's echoing exactly what we said. Because that's the psak of the Gemara, according to Rav. That's the psak of the halacha. So what does the psak of niyutz mean? What is niyutz? Can't say the bracha. Well said, Johnny. It's despicable you don't say a bracha. That's the way we paskin, the end of the day. Okay? You can't say a bracha, l'maisa, because it's considered to be what? It's considered to be not what? Not acceptable, al pi din. Okay? That's what niyutz meant. Like I said, not like ketzavrakin, right? And then ketzavrakin, how can you say such a bracha? Ein zel menayetz, it's despicable. Don't get the words out of your mouth. So that's the way we're paskin l'din. Okay? So if you stole something, God forbid, you do with shin, you did a shinu, even though you're kona, it's still rides. What do you mean it still rides? The reed says it's done. You can't say it's above here. But bracha you can. Exactly what Ben said. Like out of the bracha you can. Because the Aveira allowed me to do this bracha. And therefore it's disgusting. And both the Rabbein and Tam and the reed need the pulse. Either like the Rav, or either what? Either like the Pshat of the Gnol Echron we wanted to suggest. Yes, go ahead, John.
Why is there no Shino Shane by Lulav? Though we said it goes from Lulav to Arba Mina.
We're talking about hadas. You stole the hadas.
The halach was only stolen.
Yeah, you stole the hadas, lamais. You stole the hadas. But if you steal the lulav, if you
even the hadas doesn't it turn into, it goes into the mitzvah with the lulav and the arbaminim now.
Right, right. But lamais is called arbaminim together. That's considered to be a shinui shame.
Right. So there is a shinui shame here. So you would be able to say a bracha, no?
Right. But with the lulav itself, there's not lamais because always was a lulav. You put the arbaminim together with the lulav. That changes the hadasim. The lulav is always the same, just a shinui mice.
What did the guy steal?
The guy, you stole a lulav and then you make the lulav kosher.
Right,
so that's only a shinui. When you do a shinui mice, the shinui mice is good enough to be kona, but not allowed to say a bracha. Shinui mice is not enough to say a bracha, but if you do a shinui shame with it, then you're allowed to what? You're allowed to say a bracha. Because that's mutul avarach. Okay? Shinui mice is not enough. Okay. So the meila, this leads us to the following. There is a steer in the rush. What's a steer in the rush? The rush soser himself. How is the rush soser himself? The rush writes in Brachas, Perek Zayin Simon Beis, in the beginning of the seventh Perek, that you can eat, if you eat a Dover Issa, you say a bracha. From our Gemara. That bracha is niyutz, you say a bracha. The Korban Asano says, but if you look in the rush of Sochin, Perek Beis Simon Yuches, he says a stolen matzah, you don't say a bracha. But say a birach niyutz Hashem. So make up your mind, rush. Make up your mind! Says the Korban Nisala, the difference is like this. When it comes to Birkas HaMitzvah, you can't say Shikasan Mitzvah Tzivanu. It's disgusting. You can't get the words out of your mouth. You can't say it. Birkas Nen, and the end of the day, you get Hanah. You need to say a bracha. That's how the Korban Nisala solves the stira, Lamaisa. There is no stira in the rush.
What's
the stira? The stira is, again, that he says when it comes to Dvar Isser, Halach Lamaisa, you learn from our Gemara, you don't say a bracha. Okay? When it comes to a Dvar Yisr, he says from our Gemara, Halacha Maisa, you say a bracha, Tchila B'Sof. You say a bracha. On Matzah, he says, you don't say a bracha. You stole in Matzah. So it's a stira. Our Gemara, he says, you say a bracha. So our Gemara is talking about what? Birkas Nenin. Because the end of the day, you get Hanah. You can't say Shikisham Tzivan Tzivan. You don't say Vitzivanu on a Birkas Nenin, guys. Bukhat Hashem Shakolni Bevoro. You don't say Shikisham Tzivan Tzivan. Niutz by a Birkas HaMitzvah is disgusting, you don't say a bracha. Niutz on a what Birkas then is disgusting, you still say the bracha. Because at the end of the day, you got Hanah. That's the answer to the Korban Nisanel, Lamaisim Sachem Perek Vey, Simin Yurches, Os Kuf. That's how I want to say the Pshat Lamaisim in the Gemara.
Is that a Raya, our Gemara is talking about Birkas HaMitzvah then?
What'd you say?
Is that a Raya, our Gemara is talking about Birkas HaMitzvah?
You see, Beferish, according to the Sheet of the Rush, no, he said from our Gemara, it's talking about what? No, he learns, the Rush learns, is talking about, and this is the Dvar Avram, I'm glad you brought that up. The Rush learns, the Dvar Avram, no.
In the end,
but what's the Gears of our Gemara? V'afa v'ish v'menu chala. Rebbe Loz is talking about what? Even if you have the Gears, I want you to get this. You make it a great point. Even if you have the Gears of afa v'ish v'menu chala, which is our Gears, the Dvar Avram says the Rush taught Birkas Nenin. Yes. Yes, that's what he wants to say, the Dvar Avram. No, but he wants to say, Vifrish Menu Chal is talking about the Birkas Nenin. Allah Lamaisa. That's what the Dvar Avram wants to say according to the Rosh. It's not the simplest reading of the Gemara.
Can you read that according to the Rosh?
Because it's possible to say that I just said that according to Birkas HaMitzvah, what is the Rosh Medayik from our Gemara? What is the Rosh Medayik from our Gemara?
You could make a bracha for Birkas
Nenin!
So how can this
Nenin.
Our Gemara is concluding you can't make the bracha.
No, our Gemara is saying Niutz is what? Birkas Nenin you say. According to the Rush, Niutz is yes.
It just said we posing that the Ravel got his sock from Lula, that you make the bracha. You don't make
no,
the
bracha. No, this is in the Rush. The Rush. The steer in the Rush.
We can't keep going back and forth.
What do you mean? This is the Rush. Not a steer. Well, I don't know what you're asking about Ravel. What are you asking about Ravel?
You just said, that the Lula, we're not making a bracha.
That's the Mechaber's Psaak. That's the Mechaber's Psaak. That's the Mechaber's Psaak, like the Mechaber and the Rambam. What are you going back and forth? The two different sheetahs. I'm not going back
we
and forth
picking
at all.
And choosing whether it's,
I'm not picking and choosing at all. How can you say such a thing? I'm picking and choosing?
No,
the Mechaber and the Rambam say there's no difference between Birkas HaMitzvah and Birkas Nenin. There's no difference at all.
Right.
There's no difference at all. I'm picking and choosing? Johnny, according to the Mechaber and the Rambam, Birkas Nen and Birkas HaMitzvah are equal. There's never a bracha ever said. Exactly like you said. The Mechaber and the Rambam equate everything. Klat.
So how would
the Rush says no. The Rush says there's a difference between Birkas Nen and Birkas HaMitzvah. Right?
Right. So how can he say our Gemara?
Because that's what the Dvar Avram says. Even if you say Afal Lechem, The Rosh learned that the bracha that was being discussed was a bracha of Nedin. And Niyutz means you can say the bracha.
Right, and the Rosh just made this pshat that the Karban Nisana explained the Rosh saying when he said you can make a bracha, that was referring to Brachas Nedin.
Excellent, correct.
So that the Rosh has to read our Gemara, meaning it's Niyutz, but you could still make the bracha.
Exactly, correct.
I guess that's how the Ravid would learn it, learn it too. Because
the Ravid, I would say, the Ravid might say, we don't know, because he didn't comment on Birkas HaMitzvah. But what he did comment in Beferishan was Birkas Nenin, that you do say a bracha, correct. And if you learn that he's learning Birkas Nenin, he'll say Niyutz means a bracha. You got me? Just plug it in like that, that's all, okay? Mechaber's like the Rambam. The Rosh is different, Lamaisa, okay? Now, I want to just get to the following Nachum, okay? Because we got to get to Chumash.
And what would they do with the Meiri who said it has to be...
Meiri is just being masked with the Raifid.
Right.
The Meiri is being masked with the Raifid.
We talked about Birchas Mitzvah because it was Birchas...
Exactly.
And then it would have just said bread.
So I want to get to this Nakuda. I want to get to this Nakuda, what you were just asking. And that is the following, okay? I want you to think to yourselves. There are two possibilities that our Gemara is talking about. Either Birchas Nenin or Birchas a what? Birkas HaMitzvah, right? How could you machalik between the two? Meaning to say as follows. According to the Shita of the Rambam, who says you don't say a bracha on the Isser, what would be the difference between the two? Halacha l'maisa. The Rambam would say you never say a bracha on an Isser. Why? Because it's disgusting. It's ham. But when it comes to a mitzvah, it's possible to suggest that what? Then maybe it's different. Maybe when it comes to the mitzvah, maybe you say a bracha on the mitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah anymore. There's no aveira anymore. You've done a shinui. So what the Birkas Shai points out is that I can say al pi svara. The Rambam will say you never say Birkas Nenin because the thing is ham. But when you talk about a mitzvah, the aveira is done already. I did the shinui. I'm moving on. If I'm moving on, maybe you would allow a bracha. I'm just saying al pi svara. You could break the equation and say on one hand, Halacha l'maisa, Birkas Nenin, I can't say because the ham is Bats Musa Isser. When it comes to the mitzvah, it's done already. The afrosha itself, there's no Isser. I did a shinui. And then the Birkas Shai breaks it the other way. I can hold like the Ravid that what? That I say a bracha on a Dover Isser. But why can't I say a Birkas HaMitzvah and Dvar Isser? Because I'm Shir Kitsanu, the Mitzvah Vitzivanu. I can't say Vitzivanu and Dvar Isser. So what I want to, and Johnny brought this up, so I'm reminding you to say the Birkas Shai. Push up shot in the Gemara like the Beis Yosef says, we equate Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas Nenu. Equate them. But I'm just saying, there is Svara de Mechalik. And which Rishon did we just say is Mechalik between the two? The Rush. That's how we answer the steer in the Rush. That's exactly how we answer the sneer in the Rush. So the Birkas Shai just says, I'll be svar, I can be mechalik between the two categories. It's not a problem. You don't want to be neat and everything, fine. And I'm glad you asked me, John. It's not that we were picking and choosing. You got to analyze the different sheets and the Rishonim. When I was saying the mechalik, the Beis Yosef, according to the Rambam, equates it to. But you have to know there's a possibility of mechalik. And the Rush is mechalik according to the Korban Nisana. Yes, Nochem, what do you say? What'd you say?
What about something like Kiddush?
Yes.
So it's not like a Vitzivan. Except we have a Jewish...
Kiddush itself is a mitzvah.
Right.
There are certain brachas themselves that are mitzvahs.
Bracha itself is just...
No, but I'm saying it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah where bracha on a lulav, on a shofar. The bracha itself is the mitzvah. You follow what I'm saying? It's a good point you bring up. I'll give you... just on that point... You know, the Rambam is a famous shita where he says, you never say a bracha on a minig. But the Rambam writes in the tshuvas, you should say kiddush and shul. Why? Because he says it's a minig in Klal Yisrael. So everyone asks the stira, you said ain mevarchan al minig, and then you should say you keep the minig of saying kiddush. We don't paskin like that. We don't say kiddush in our shul. The Mechaber doesn't quote it. But isn't that a stira in the Rambam? What's the answer? No, ain mevarchan al minig. But if the minig is the bracha, you understand what I'm saying? Then it's not a problem. Like Hallel, that's why Sfarim don't say Hallel Rosh Chodesh. Because Hallel Rosh Chodesh, Mursas and Tainas is a minig. Ein mevarchan al minig. So you're saying a bracha on the minig, but Kiddush itself, the bracha is the minig.
The bracha is a
The bracha is the minhag.
You say halal,
but we bracha. Why? I said you say halal, right?
No, you said you don't.
Oh, you say halal. I'm sorry. You say halal, but we bracha.
Yeah.
That's like the machaber. Hey, mevarchan
al minhag. It's more than that because the bracha is different. We say ligmorat halal.
Right. But I'm just saying the Gemara says in Tanis Chochmas Beis, it's the minhag on Rosh Chodesh to say halal is a minhag. Hey, mevarchan al minhag. Tyson Brochus Yudal Manalf argues on it. So this is what I want to bring out this sheet, because you guys got to get this chlor. Okay. Real quick, Ben, yeah. Because we got to get the chumash, yeah.
Lighting Chanukah candles in shul, I think.
Yes, that's a Ramah. The Farish Ramah. We're going to talk about next week. We'll do a few days of shop. You say a bracha on it? Of course, mini. It's a mini. Yeah, you say a bracha. Ramah says you should light in the southernmost wall. Sadromi, coastal dromi. Okay. So we answer the stira what? We answer the stira in the Rosh and the Dvar Avram. Now, Lamaisa, this brings us to, so we have the Gemara here. We're up to now, so we did the two sheetas, right? We're up to the Gemara now, the third sheet of Mitzvah. At the end of the day, we're going to see, B'Shem on Sunday, there are four sheetas in the Gemara by Pshara. Okay, we're up to the third sheetah, Lamaisa, we have to do. There's just one more point that I want to just mention with Lechem Mishnah, then we got to get to Chumash. What did the Lechem Mishnah say? The Lechem Mishnah proved amazing the following Chiddush. The Lechem Mishnah said like this. What can you prove from the Lashon of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? What did he say? He said, even the Lashon of Elazar ben Yaakov, the Mashur that a Gazan says a bracha, he cannot bring a riot. John, you're asking me this morning the Lechem Mishnah. Very good. What does Rava say in Baba Kama? Who wrote on the board? What does Rava? Shinu is Kona. Correct? So what does that mean? Shinu is Kona, it's no longer a Devar Isser. That's when you say a bracha. The bracha might be nudes, but you say a bracha. But the Lechem Mishnah points out, but if you have a stolen object that you did no Shinui to, there is no doubt you never say a bracha. There is no doubt you never say a bracha. You understand what I'm saying? It's considered to be what? It's considered to be a Devar Isser. You say there are two levels, Ellie. There's a Devar Isser that you never say a bracha, and then there's a Devar Nudes. It's despicable, but you will say a bracha. That's assuming that the concept of Ernitz means that you say a bracha. So that was the Lechem Mishnah's point, halacha l'maisa. The Lechem Mishnah point was, even from the Lashon Belazar, the Gazan's a bracha, you can't prove you say a bracha on a Dvar Isser. It's a bracha that you made a kinyan on, but a bracha that you didn't make a kinyan on is definitely a Dvar Isser. Okay, Ben, you got me? All right, so we finish up this whole mahalach here. Okay?